Welcome to 9 to 5 Daily for Tuesday, June 12th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. From the headlines today, a new rumor claims Apple is switching iPhones from Lightning ports to USB-C next year. It has been rumored this year that Apple will move from USB-A to USB-C on the wall charging side, but this is the first recent claim suggesting Apple will drop Lightning for USB-C on the device side. DigiTimes has the new report claiming new iPhones introduced in 2019 will make the change. That would put Lightning on iPhones at 7 years old, 2 years older than the previous 30-pin connector was when it was replaced by Lightning. As ever, we take DigiTimes claims with a healthy dose of skepticism, but it is one data point to consider. In the meantime, Apple has highlighted support for asking soccer or football questions to Siri in Brazil, Russia, Denmark, Finland, Malaysia, Turkey, Thailand, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. In addition to 26 other countries that support sport questions already, Apple says football inquiries work with scores, schedules, standings, and team rosters, with example questions like, when does France play Australia? What teams are in Group A? Who is on the England squad? And who won the Argentina-Iceland match? Microsoft has released the first preview version of Office for Mac 2019, which includes focus mode for Word, morph transitions, in-click sequences, and 4K video export in PowerPoint, new charts and functions in Excel, and focused inbox in Outlook. The new release will replace Office for Mac 2016 and is expected to be available sometime in the second half of the year. And also on the site today, we look at three new features in watchOS 5 for Apple Watch: competitions, workout detection, and heart data on the Siri watch face. Competitions builds on top of activity sharing and lets you challenge friends to one-on-one week-long battles to earn the most points through physical activity. Points work this way. Get a point for every percent you add to your rings each day. You can earn up to 125 points on your stand ring and unlimited points on your move and exercise rings. Automatic workout detection works with running, walking, swimming, elliptical, and rowing exercises. The feature isn't meant to totally replace starting workouts manually, but instead as a way to retroactively credit certain workouts that you forgot to start. And in-workout reminders work with all workout types except other, which is something I find more useful since you can reliably receive an alert every time you stop working out now if you forget to end your session. And the Siri watch face now shows two useful heart rate data points: your resting heart rate, which was previously only seen in the heart rate app, and your recovery heart rate after a workout. That's a measure of how fast your heart rate settles after activity, which was previously buried in the activity app on the iPhone. Check out our coverage for more details and read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.